Alabama quarterback Bryce Young, Michigan defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, Pittsburgh quarterback Kenny Pickett, and Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud were announced Monday as the finalists for the Heisman Trophy. Three quarterbacks headlined the nominees during a 2021 season that lacked a clear frontrunner into November and was highlighted by great defensive performances, which is why it's a little surprising there isn't another defender among the finalists mix. The winner will be announced this Saturday during a show on ESPN at 8 p.m. Eastern. Speaking of winners, a quick congratulations to the Florida State women's soccer team as the Seminoles edged BYU 4-3 in penalty kicks on Monday night to win their third national championship in program history and second in the past 4 years. Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 7th, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcor. The University of Miami officially hired Oregon's Mario Cristobal to be its next football coach, and sources said the deal is worth $80 million over 10 years, at least 5 years longer and double the yearly money than fired coach Manny Diaz got. UM is also paying Cristobal's $9 million Oregon buyout. The massive amount of money the entire situation will take has been buoyed by Miami donors with deep pockets and interest in the athletic department. Such money was never considered to be in Miami's reach until now. The checks written on Monday were staggering by Miami standards, according to several local media reports. Speaking of staggering money in a different area, every Texas Longhorns offensive lineman on scholarship will get $50,000 annually for use of their name, image, and likeness to support charitable causes thanks to a new nonprofit entity. Horns with Heart said the program would start in August of 2022. The organization said it hopes to expand the program to other football position groups and Longhorn athletes in the future. The Horns with Heart announcement said it was founded by six Texas alumni and supporters with experience across multiple industries and disciplines to make a positive impact on local communities, but it did not say who the individuals are. The effort is capped at $800,000 annually, which would cover 16 scholarship linemen. The announcement comes days after another Texas NIL initiative, the Clark Field Collective, announced it had $10 million in pledges to help facilitate NIL deals for Longhorns athletes across 17 varsity sports. Our Michael Smith has a great story in this week's edition of SBJ on the proliferation of these collectives, which now number close to 20. Nissan will advertise in the Super Bowl for the first time since 2015 with an ad starring actress Brie Larson. The 60-second spot will plug the automaker's forthcoming electric Ariya crossover, as well as the 2023 Nissan Z sports car. Prior to the 2015 game, Nissan had not made a Super Bowl appearance since 1997. The ad, called The Thrill Ride, will be more lighthearted than serious. Nissan is the fifth advertiser to publicly confirm Super Bowl ad plans, following Avocados from Mexico, DraftKings, FTX, and TurboTax. On the sidelines this time around, Tide won't have an ad in NBC's February 13th Super Bowl broadcast, the first time it's skipped the game since 2019. Tide has been on the Super Bowl for 4 of the past 5 years, sometimes with multiple buys. Last year's Tide ad from multi-agency P&G shop Woven Collaborative featured Seinfeld star Jason Alexander, mostly as the face of a soiled hoodie, if you remember that one. Tide may not be ignoring the Super Bowl entirely, however, as the brand is considering an on-the-ground activation for the game to be held at SoFi Stadium in Southern California. The Walt Disney Company plans to name Jeff Merrell to the newly created role of Chief Corporate Affairs Officer. That's according to The Hollywood Reporter. While he's been given a broader portfolio, his responsibilities will include succeeding top communications officer Zenya Mucha, who will retire from the company at the end of the year. Merrell, who's currently the Executive VP of Communications Advocacy for BP, will take on a restructured and significantly expanded position overseeing communications, government relations, public policy, philanthropy, and environmental issues. In other people news, MLB tapped longtime sports media vet Bill Morningstar to run MLB Network as the channel's president. Morningstar replaces Rob McGlary, who announced his resignation before Thanksgiving. McGlary had run the channel since 2014. Morningstar has been with the MLB Net since its 2009 launch when he ran the channel's ad sales team. MLB hired him after a long career in network ad sales, including a stop running the CW and WB Network. 2014, Morningstar moved over to the commissioner's office to run MLB's sales, activation, and research teams. Even with his new role overseeing MLBNet's day-to-day operations, Morningstar will keep those sponsor responsibilities and will remain executive VP MLB sponsorship sales. He will also continue to report to MLB Chief Revenue Officer Noah Garden. We'll end on a quick programming note. Sports Business Journal has opened nominations for the 2022 Sports Business Awards. To view the categories and submit an entry, visit www.sports-business-awards.com. Nominations will close on Tuesday, January 18th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday. Hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.